ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ಫ್ರಮ್ 10th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 4 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 42. ಸಹಿ ಸರ್ವಸುರಾಧ್ಯಕ್ಷೋ ಹಿಯಸುರದ್ವಿದ್ಗುಹಾಶಯ ತನ್ಮೂಲಾ ದೇವತಾ ಸರ್ವಾ ಶೇಷ್ವರಾಸ ಚತುರ್ಮುಖಃ ಅಯಂ ವೈ ತದ್ವಧೋಪಾಯೋ ಯದೃಶೀನಾಂ ವಿಹಿಂಸನಾಂ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಫೋರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು, ದ ಸೂಪರ್ ಸೋಲ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ದ ಕೋರ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್, ಇಸ್ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಎನಿಮಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಸುರಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ನೋನ್ ಎಸ್ ಅಸುರ ದ್ವಿತ್. ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಲೀಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್. ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಂಟ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್ ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವರ್ಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೇ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು. ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್: The demigods and the Vaishnavas especially are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Vishnu because they are always obedient to his orders. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayah. The demoniac followers of Kamsa thought that if the Vaishnavas, saintly persons and sages were persecuted, the original body of Vishnu would naturally be destroyed. Thus they decided to suppress Vaishnavism. The Asuras perpetually struggle to persecute the Vaishnavas because they do not want Vaishnavism to spread. Vaishnavas preach only devotional service, not encouraging karmis, gyanis and yogis. Because if one must liberate oneself from material conditional life, one must ultimately become a Vaishnav. Our Krishna conscious movement is directed with this understanding, and therefore the Asuras always try to suppress it. I like to take the blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially my senior god brother Krishnaji Prabhu. I was not expecting to speak today. I was out of the country for a month and came last night, and I came to hear from Radhanath Maharaj, but I was not knowing that Maharaj is in Vada farm. So I'm dependent on his mercy. I'm dependent on the mercy of all the devotees. Here we are reading this 10th canto, 4th chapter, text number 42. Where the advisors of Kamsa are giving him some what they think to be good advice. See, everything is relative. Like Hiranyakashipu, when he heard from Prahlad, he asked advice from Prahlad, what is the best thing that you have learnt? And Prahlad Maharaj replied, he should go to Vrindavan. Now if any devotee hears this advice, he'll be very happy. There's nothing like it, right? We always like to go to Vrindavan. But his father was very angry and wanted to kill him. In fact, he told Shand and Amarka that who has spoiled my child? Who has given him Asat Sangha? And just like we say, Asat Sangha Tyage Vaishnava Achar. So, Sat Sangha Tyage Asura Vichar. Because everything is relative, you know. What is one man's food is another man's poison. So we see just in the few verses back, Kamsa, after meeting Vasudeva and Devaki, after liberating them, he was actually somewhat changed. He appeared to be, you know, understanding his mistakes. He was apologizing to Vasudeva and Devaki. And he seemed to go on the right track for some time. But now again here we see that his ministers, his counselors, they are giving him wrong advice. They are telling him that you should persecute the Vaishnavas. In other words, you should kill the Vaishnavas. Because Lord Vishnu is in the core of the heart of every living being. He is the ultimate enemy. And the way to persecute the Vaishnavas, the way to kill Vishnu is to persecute the Vaishnavas. In one sense, it's a fact that the way to approach the Lord is through the Vaishnavas. If you want to please the Lord, you please the Vaishnavas. The Adi Puran, Lord Krishna is telling that Mad Bhakta Puja Dhibi Kamam, that my devotee, worship of my devotee is higher than worshipping me directly. In the same way, offending devotee is in one sense worse than offending the Lord. Because if you offend the Lord, Hari Sthane Aparadhe Tare Hari Naam, an offense to the Lord can be forgiven, but offense to a devotee is very difficult. The only way is to beg forgiveness from a Vaishnava. This point is so very well highlighted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, that when he was distributing love of God, in his Mahaprakash Leela, he was giving, fulfilling the desires of all the devotees. But then, when the devotees asked about Shachi Mata, why not give her love? Lord Chaitanya said, no, I cannot give her love. Why? Because she has offended Advaita Acharya. Now, what was the offense of Shachi Mata? It is a very insignificant thing. Yes, it was just a mental offense. Shachi Mata was thinking that my son Vishwarup took sannyas because he was regularly associating with Advaita Acharya. See, person gets the qualities of what or whom you associate with. In English, there's a saying that man is known by the company he keeps. So because my son Vishwarup was associating with Advaita Acharya, in fact, Vishwarup would leave home early in the morning and he would be engaged in hearing and chanting till noon. And then little Nimai would go and he would call Vishwarup to come home for prasad. And then Vishwarup, after taking prasad, again he would go. And he was there till night. It's like a daily yatra, you know, just hearing chanting. Actually, that is devotee's life. We may do other things just to maintain the body and soul together according to our varna and ashram. But a devotee's life is simply hearing chanting. Just like a businessman wants to earn. Now, in order to earn, you have to have property, you have to maintain so many things, you have to maintain accounts, you have to keep accounts and have manpower and everything. But the real thing is finally in the balance sheet, what is the profit? So a devotee should judge his progress by how much I am absorbed in hearing and chanting. Otherwise, Shrama Evahi Kevalam. If we are engaged in our varna and ashram very dutifully, very sincerely, but if we are not getting attached to Krishna's holy name and Krishna's pastimes, then all our endeavors are Shrama Evahi Kevalam. It's just like when you buy sweets. In my childhood, I used to buy sweets. So when you buy sweet from a shop, you know, sometimes you have to be careful. Like the person selling the sweet is selling the sweets in a box. And sometimes the box is very heavy also. As a result, you get very little sweet and the weight of the box is more than the weight of the sweet. So similarly, we have a box, a cover which is there in terms of varna ashram to maintain a livelihood or to maintain body and soul together. We may spend some time. But the real sweet, the purpose of all the duties is Krishna Katha and Krishna Nam. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he said that actually the forces of Kali Yuga are very powerful and the only thing that can abate the force of Kali Yuga is hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Hearing Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By these means, one can overcome the effect, the dangerous effects of Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that I cannot give love of God to my mother Shachi Mata because in her mind, Shachi Mata was thinking that this Advaita, he is the cause of my sons becoming a sannyasi. And he is actually Dvaitmay. He is full of duplicity. He is the cause of my son leaving home. And I do not know Now one son has become a sannyasi. Maybe the other one may also leave. Then in her mind she was committing offense. And because of this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I cannot give love to my mother, Shachi Mata, who is Yashoda, who is Devaki, Devahuti. So then, what is the remedy? The remedy is that she has to get the dust from the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. So the devotees went to Advaita Acharya and asked for the dust of his feet. So Advaita Acharya, he was surprised. He said, how can I give the dust of my feet to Shachi Mata? She in whose womb the Supreme Lord resided for 13 months. She is Yashoda. She was Devahuti. She is Kausalya. She is the mother of all devotion. In one instance, we see in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya asked Damodar Pandit, does my mother have devotion? Damodar Pandit surprised said, you have devotion because of your mother, he told Lord Chaitanya. Anybody who says the word I in Bengali, mother, Shachi, he's freed from all suffering. How can you say whether your mother has devotion? Sadvaita Acharya was supporting this point. He said, how can I give the dust of my feet to Shachi Mata? He started glorifying her in so many beautiful words and so much glorification that he fell unconscious, glorifying her. And the devotees got the dust. And then Shachi Mata got the dust and she was unconscious. And then she was forgiven. So similarly, pleasing Vaishnavas. By pleasing Vaishnavas, you please Krishna. It's actually so simple. Bhakti is very simple. If our minds are simple, bhakti is very simple. Lord Chaitanya was asked this question by the residents of Kulinagram. We are grahasthas. How can we make rapid spiritual advancement? And Lord Chaitanya said two things. He said, chant Hare Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya once declared with raised hands, he said, if one simply not criticizes devotees and chants the holy name, he will go back to God. So then the devotees asked, Vaishnav kemone janiba, how do we know who is a Vaishnav? Lord Chaitanya gave different definitions in three different years. The first year he said, Jara mukha shune ek bar Krishna naam. In from whose lips even once the name Krishna appears, he is a Vaishnav. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains that this is, even once who has chanted the name of Krishna, at least he is a Kanishtha Adhikari. In the next year, the devotees again asked, who is a Vaishnav? And Lord Chaitanya said, one who 24 hours, incessantly, continuously chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya said, he is Saito Vaishnava, he is a Vaishnava. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, this is the definition of Madhyam Adhikari. One who can chant 24 hours the name of the Lord. Before hearing this story, I was thinking I must be by now Madhyam Adhikari. You know, because I started 25 years back. So, you know, hopefully I have crossed Kanishtha. But then I realized Madhyam Adhikari means 24 hours remembering Krishna. Hare Krishna. So many of us may not be on that. And then next year, Lord Chaitanya gave a third definition. Just by seeing whom, when others start chanting Hare Krishna, that is a true Vaishnava. That is Uttam Adhikari. This Lord Chaitanya himself, he would make the deers and the elephants and the tigers chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is such an Uttam Adhikari who by his presence, he made the whole world Krishna conscious. So there are different grades of Vaishnavas. But one should respect all Vaishnavas. Like in the today is very auspicious day, Lochan Das Thakur's appearance day. And you see his book, Chaitanya Mangal, the first chapter is filled with glorification of the Vaishnavas. He says, I glorify this devotee and that devotee and then other devotee and then I glorify the devotees who I may have forgotten also. You know, he wants to indiscriminately offer. You see, Vaishnava glorification should be done unlimitedly. There is no rationing there. You know, there's no harm, there's no overdose. And Vaishnava Ninda should never be done, even at the cost of death. Because we don't know even if we are thinking that there is fault in some Vaishnava, first of all, that fault may not be there, 99% chance. And even if it is there, what advancement do we make? You know, we are not HOD of fault finding, you know, to try to find fault. One of our acharyas is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of his qualities what? He would never criticize Vaishnava. Even if he could see faults, an advanced devotee, even if he sees faults, he would say, because he's engaged in devotional service, so he will make advancement. Krishna will take care. It is very safe. It is a very safe process to not criticize Vaishnavas. Always glorify Vaishnavas. The great souls, Prabhupada explains, they see a small good quality and they magnify it and glorify it. And the greatest personality is Krishna. Krishna saw in Putana this one small quality that she brought some milk. Of course, with poison. How many of us would see it's some good that somebody brought nice milk with poison? But Krishna saw that good quality and magnified it and took her back to God. So, being devotees of Krishna, we should try to emulate that quality. Just see good, one good quality and just magnify it, glorify it, fan it. And there may be a lot of faults, but just ignore it. Just ignore it. For our own welfare. That is a safe path. So I'd like to speak a little bit on the glories of Lochandas Thakur, since it is his appearance day. Again, as I said, I was just not prepared, but just before the lecture, I heard one lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj given a few years back on this day today. So what I'm speaking is simply a drop of remnants of Maharaj as if, and seek his blessings. Lochandas Thakur is one of the greatest acharyas in our line, and he has written one very great literature called Chaitanya Mangal, which is glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes, beautiful poetry form. A particular song during the course of my lecture I'll discuss in more detail, which Prabhupada liked very much, is Parama Karuna Pahu Dui Jana Nitai Gaurachandra. This song actually glorifies Gaur Nityananda as the essence of all avatars. Srila Prabhupada, when he was once in Atlanta, Georgia in America, there was deities of Gaur Nitai, and Prabhupada was looking at the deities. And he sang this song. And after describing a little bit, Prabhupada did something which he would not do it often. He went into a state of deep spiritual ecstasy. And then he said, Gaur Nitai are very merciful. You know, they are so kind. They have come here all the way. Prabhupada was glorifying their extreme mercy. Prabhupada was seeing that because of the mercy of Gaur Nitai, people coming from different backgrounds, from foreign culture, some of them also from very degraded culture, they are surrendering to the Lord. And Prabhupada was overwhelmed when he was glorifying Gaur Nitai in this way. Prabhupada never saw himself as anything significant, but he always saw that it's the mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda. We'll discuss this song a little later. Just a little biography of Srila Lochandas Thakur. He was born in Katwa, a place in West Bengal. The disciple of Srila Narahari Sarkar. In Katwa, there's a village of Kogram where he was born. His father's name was Kamalakara and his mother's name was Saranandi. By caste, he was a Vaidya or family of physicians. At a very young age, he was married. In those times, the tradition was that when a child was, you know, like 3 years, or 4 years, 5 years, he was married. And but at that time, the prospective husband and wife, they would just, you know, they would be together just for playing games. So they would remain with their own parents, but the marriage was fixed. And then when they would grow up, then they would be united. So, in the childhood, Lochandas Thakur developed a lot of attraction for hearing about Krishna, especially hearing about the pastimes of Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. And because by the process of hearing, one gets more and more purified. He became completely detached from any selfish pursuits. And he decided to just stay with his guru, that is Srila Narahari Sarkar. Narahari Sarkar was residing in Srikhanda. So he moved there and he was getting trained in the science of pure devotional service. He was hearing spiritual literatures and constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, after some time, when they were grown up, the girl's parents were worried because Hari Bol, where is he? So they were trying to search and somehow they located and they told Guru Maharaj Narahari Sarkar that this Prabhuji in your ashram is supposed to be married already and he was our daughter, how can she be without a husband? So it's duty to come home. So Narahari Sarkar ordered him, yes, he should go home. So Lochandas Thakur, he had not been to that home for a very, very long time and he had just the names of his in-laws and he came to the village and he asked one lady who was drawing water from the well and he asked, you know, can you please tell me where this home is? So and he told in a way like Mataji, because the tradition that that you address every woman as your mother. So he said, Mataji, can you please tell me where this home is? So she gave direction. So he reached there and he met his father-in-law, mother-in-law, and then soon he saw one lady coming with water and from the well, and that was his wife whom he had asked. So then he told in a very humble way that I have addressed her as mother. And I have never, I just cannot have any other relation with her, simply as a mother. And actually he stayed for a few days and just behaved in a very respectful way. Finally the girl's mother and father told him, better you go back to the ashram. So, especially Brahmachari. Actually according to Shastra, Paradara, that is, always see women as mother. Matravat Paradareshu, that to see others' wife as mother. Loshtavat paradraveshu, see others' wealth as garbage. Atmavat sarabhuteshu, ya pashyet sa pandita. Atmavat sarabhuteshu means to treat others as you would have them treat you. Like today is also Christmas and it's the day of glorifying Lord Jesus Christ. One of his teachings was that do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Saying that a person was asked by God or by a devotee that you did not treat such and such person nicely. The Lord is saying that as you have done to the least of my creatures, so you have done unto me. As you have done to the least of the insignificant servants. Sometimes we respect Krishna and Guru very much and we have heard that we should respect an ant also. So we respect the ant and we respect Guru, but we forget in between, So respecting even an ant means respecting everybody. It is so difficult. It is so difficult how to respect everybody. It's the real challenge in spiritual life. It's after some time one becomes experienced, one can give lectures, one can cook for the Lord, one can dress the deities. But the real quality, which is the essence of all good qualities, is amani na manadin. I remember several years back, Srila Radhanath Maharaj was giving lecture in the home of His Grace Naji Prabhu on 25th December. One of the days Maharaj was giving lecture and I happened to hear. And the end of the lecture, Maharaj was speaking about all the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, almost for a couple of hours. At the end, Maharaj said, we can summarize all the teachings of Jesus Christ in this one verse. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi se amani na manadena. Because Vaishnavism is universal. It's not that one religion teaches you that you should become humble like a blade of grass. Other teaches you should be proud like a mountain. there cannot be such major contradictions. There may be differences in details. So this one quality of, you know, amanina mana dena, we can spend our whole life cultivating this quality, aspiring. Actually, a devotee's life is just a life of crying, aspiring, begging. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kabhi habi bolo siddhi namar, aparada guchi shudaname ruchi, kripa bala hobe ridaya sanchar. That when that day will be mine, when all my offenses will cease, I get taste for shudana. In one other song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Shri Krishna adhishtane sarve jive jani. When I see Krishna in the heart of all living beings, when that day will come, when I will be able to give respects to all. Amani namana dena. Should be our aspiration. Every day is a time of preparing for the final exam. Every day we should be preparing. Krishna, please help me. Help me come to the point of perfection before I die, let me chant one holy name. At least once. Prabhupada said, if you once chant offenselessly, you can go back to God. One holy name, chanted with proper feeling. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Coming back to this story of Lochandas Thakur, he went back to his guru's ashram, ashram of Narahari Sarkar, and there Narahari Sarkar taught him different aspects of devotional service, Naam Sankirtan, and along with Naam Sankirtan things, he especially taught him songs, how to write songs and poetry in glorification of the Lord. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains that art, literature, poem, and all these beautiful talents, even science, can be used in the service of the Lord. So Lochandas Thakur, especially, he mastered this art. And then Narahari Sarkar ordered him that he should write a biography, a life history of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in poetic language. Like in Maharashtra also, we have so many great poets like Tukaram Maharaj writing about Lord Vitthal. In Krishna Leela also, we hear when Krishna would kill a demon or he would perform some beautiful pastime, the friends of Krishna, they would compose songs. And they would sing those songs. And in this way, remember Krishna. It's human nature. It's easy to remember songs than to remember prose. You know. So, acharyas use their talents to present Krishna consciousness in such a way that it is very easy to digest. Very easy. Just like in anything, even if you want to study ABCD, we put in a song, you know, ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOP. So things become easy. The same way Lochandas Thakur wrote this biography, we'll discuss a little bit about the pastimes from there. Actually, this tree is still there. Some of you have been to Shrikhanda. There's a tree under which he sat down on a piece of stone and he wrote this beautiful literature. It was actually using the bark of the tree as the paper. They didn't have laptop computers, I guess. So it's written like this. And Chaitanya Mangal, the word Mangal means auspicious. And what is most auspicious is remembrance of Krishna. That is what we should aspire for. Remember Krishna. In one beautiful lecture, Radhanath Maharaj was saying, you should try to remember Krishna as often as you breathe. How many times you breathe? You're always breathing. She tried to always remember Krishna. In one pastime in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, one devotee met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, how are you? And the devotee replied, Parama Mangala Dekhinu Tomara Charan. Everything is auspicious because I am seeing your lotus feet. A devotee should always keep Gaur Nityanand's lotus feet in his heart. and try to meditate. Gaurangera Dutipada Jaradhana Sampadis. Narottam Das Thakur says. The lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Anybody who has accepted the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga as his everything. Jaradhana Sampada. That is his real wealth. Sejane Bhagati Rasasar. He knows the essence of bhakti. The lotus feet of the Lord. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, he met Ishwara Puri. In Gaya, there is a temple of Lord Vishnu, Vishnu Pad Mandir, where there is the deity is simply the lotus feet of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya heard the Brahmins glorify. And they were saying, these are the same lotus feet from where Mother Ganga emanates. They are the same lotus feet which are worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. Shiva, Shivatva Labhila. How does Lord Shiva attain Shivatva, auspiciousness? Because he is meditating on Krishna's lotus feet. Anybody who for half a sesame seed worth of time meditates on this lotus feet does not have to see Yamaraj again. The lotus feet of the Lord are the boat which can help one cross over the ocean of birth and death. So, Lochandas Thakur, he wrote this beautiful book. And it so happened that another great devotee, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is incarnation of Vyasadev, he also wrote one book. And that was also called Chaitanya Mangal. So devotees were thinking that there might be some confusion because both books are called Chaitanya Mangal. And then the Vaishnavas decided that because Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vyasadev, his book should be called Chaitanya Bhagavat. So a couple of stories from Chaitanya Mangal. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was sitting with his friends. And then he said, this material world is temporary. All the pleasures of this world are illusory. And just as he was talking like this, he picked up a mango seed. And he said, just watch. He just planted the mango seed. And then within a few seconds, this mango seed sprouted into beautiful plant, beautiful leaves, and fully ripened fruits. One devotee just went up and brought one fruit, one mango. Mahaprabhu said, just keep watching, it's not over. So, after some time, the tree had grown up, and just within a few seconds, the tree disappeared. So, what is the lesson? Mahaprabhu said, this is how Maya works. This is how Maya works. Maya presents something very attractive, and you just become enamored, you become attached, and by the time you are just seeing it, it's all gone. So Lord Chaitanya instructed his followers that do not be attached to anything material. A similar parallel in the life of Lord Jesus Christ also. He told, you know, do not build castles of sand on the sea beach. As children sometimes, they build homes made of sand or mud and on the bank of the ocean. The waves of the ocean wash away. The children start crying, oh, where is my 3-bedroom house? And the parents, they laugh because they knew. Similarly, we acquire material things, possessions, wealth. And in the course of time, the waves of time wash away everything. And we feel sorrowful, and the saintly persons laugh that everything is temporary. Again from the Bible, from dust thou hast come, unto dust thou shalt return. Everything is temporary. I remember 1 year back, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had just returned from a tour abroad, and then he was telling us that he had been to a place, you know, where there was a kind of symmetry with the bodies are buried. And then Smarag was going around, there was a board there saying, what you are, we were. The way you are, we were like that. And what we are, you will be. In other words, if the persons who have left their bodies, they are saying, first we also had these bodies. In other words, one should always be meditating on this fact, on the ephemeral nature of this world. Like sometimes we think, oh, I am very young and The illusory power is so strong that even if you become old, you never think you are old. Ne? Nobody likes to be called old man. You know? It's just Maya is so strong. You know, people have their pictures, you know, when they have chubby cheeks and, you know, very nice. You should keep the pictures because the pictures remain like that only. Other things change. The fruits become dry fruits after some time. You know, you have to be constantly reminded. To be constantly reminded. I remember many years back, almost 18 years back, I was doing some preaching in Pune in one hospital, in Sassoon Hospital. And the college authorities would not give permission, so we would have the program in one of the wards, in the hospital wards. And before beginning the lecture, because I'd come a little early, I would just see the patients. And you know, when you go through the hospital and see the condition of the patients, it gives a sense of renunciation. And I could relate to it and speak in a more effective way. You know. We should always be meditating on this truth. Birth, death, old age, disease. You know. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. According to Gita, this is a symptom of knowledge. Not B.Tech, M.Tech, Ph.D. or M.B.A. You know. The real thing is, yes, birth, death, old age, disease. Everything is temporary. Just move the clock 50 years and where will we be? You know, where we were 50 years back. Just always think. It's nothing in this material world. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Nama bina kichu nahi kovar chodha bhuvana maji. He says, in the 14 worlds, from Brahmaloka down to Patala Loka, the only truth is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, in the story of that mango, which Lord Chaitanya told by his example, Radhanath Maharaj gives a beautiful purport. He says, although we know that this mango is illusory, but we become attached to it. So how to overcome that attachment? Maharaj explains, he says, you can overcome by dedicating the fruits of that mango tree to Krishna's service. Yat karoshi yadashnosi yajyahosi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusha madarpanam. Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever austerities you may perform, do it as an offering to me. So when one offers everything to Krishna, then one can become detached. In the conversation between Ramanand Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramanand Rai, what is the goal of life? What is the means of attaining the goal of life? And Ramanand Rai began by saying that by following Varna and Ashram, that is perfection. Lord Chaitanya said, no, this is external. Speak something higher. And then Ramanand Rai said, dedication of one's activities to Krishna, this is the goal of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is external. Speak something higher. Then Ramanand Rai said, Sarvadharman Parityajya, abandoning all varieties of religion, surrendering to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, this is external. Speak something more. And when Ramanand Rai spoke, Jnane Prayasa Udapasya Namanta Eva Jivanti Mukha Bhavadiya Varta Sthane Sthita Shutigatan Tanuvan Manopi Ye Prayasa Jita Jitopi Taistra Lokyam. That when one gives up all speculative praises, Sthane sthita, remaining in the situation in which one is, shruti gatan, when one hears submissively, submissive oral reception, bhavadiya varta, Krishna katha, not sakal varta, sandhyakal varta, Krishna varta, hearing about Krishna, then what happens? Ajita jitopi, the Lord who is known as Ajita, unconquerable, becomes conquered by one who adopts the mood of submissive oral reception. Prabhupada writes in the purport, submissive oral reception is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Lord face to face. In other words, if you are submissively hearing the message of Krishna, it's gradually you are becoming qualified to see Krishna face to face. There was a Pandal program in Delhi when Prabhupada was giving lecture and thousands of people were attending. And one person in between, he asked, Swamiji, can you show me God? Prabhupada said, you can see God by hearing. He said, no, I want to see with the eyes. Prabhupada said, no, by the ears. And Prabhupada actually, in between, the lecture was interrupted for almost 10 minutes just to convince him that you cannot see God by the eyes. but by hearing. That's why great literatures like this Chaitanya Mangal we are discussing, they are written because through hearing and reading, they are actually in one sense non-different. By reading these literatures, we are hearing what they have, what is in the hearts of the great souls. Another story which is explained in Chaitanya Mangal, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Gaya to perform the final rites for his departed father. And he came to one place, there was a temple of Lord called Madhusudan. And he was accompanied by some Brahmins who were from Navadvip. And these Brahmins from Navadvip, they were thinking not very highly about the local Brahmins. There were local Brahmins and there were Brahmins from Navadvip. So Navadvip Brahmins were thinking like this is like, you know, substandard. You know, we are like high standard, like IIT Brahmins, you know. Even among Brahmins there is standards. Whereas these are all, you know, not so good. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach a lesson. And he became sick. And they got several medicines, but his temperature was rising. And they tried several remedies, but it would not work. And then Lord Chaitanya said, the only way by which the disease will go away is if one of the local Brahmins gives me the water that has washed their lotus feet. So local Brahmins, they were so much attached to Lord Chaitanya, they wanted to serve. They gave their water. And Mahaprabhu drank this water and his fever was gone. Looks like something common in Krishna Leela also. He wanted the gopis' dust of the feet. Krishna is showing us how my devotees, everything in relation to my devotee is precious. The feet represents the lowest part of the body. Even the feet of my devotee is worshipable. Even I worship the feet of my devotee. If even Krishna worships the feet of his devotee, how much more we should be worshipping the feet of our associates and ultimately everybody. Again, a parallel in the pastimes of Lord Jesus Christ. One day he called all his disciples and said, he took a pot of water and said, I want to wash the feet of all of you. Everybody was shocked. Can you imagine your guru trying to wash your feet? Very embarrassing. But then Lord Jesus Christ explained, I am doing this to show you if I can take this position of washing the feet of all of my disciples, how much more you should be thinking of washing each other's feet, serving each other. One disciple asked Lord Jesus Christ, who among us is the greatest? Looks like this mentality was there also, you know, because topper competition. Lord Jesus Christ said, he among who thinks himself to be the least of all, he is the greatest. Only the humble and the meek shall inherit the kingdom of God. And same thing, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us. Queen Kunti is teaching. Tvam akinchana gochara. Janmaishwara shruta shri bir edamana madhapuma. This common thread of humility is so very prominent in Vaishnavism. Irrespective of external differences in faith. In time, place and circumstances, Krishna may send different devotees. Like Prabhupada was asked about Lord Jesus Christ. And Prabhupada said, we respect him as our guru. Sometimes even called him Shakti Avishavatar. He came to give the message at a particular time in a particular way, which was needed for the welfare of society in that part of the world at that time. There's another nice story from Chaitanya Mangal where Lakshmidas Thakur describes that Lord Chaitanya, along with his friends, was playing with some puppies, little baby dogs. And then as they were playing, and finally Lord Chaitanya decided to take one of the puppies with him. And his friends were kind of mildly protesting, said, oh, you took the best one. And Lord Chaitanya brought the puppy inside. Initially, Shachi Mata was not very eager to welcome puppies as Brahmin families, you know. But then Lord Chaitanya was insistent, I want this puppy. After some time, the puppy was released. The puppy just left. And Lord Chaitanya was searching, where is the puppy? Where is my puppy? And then he went searching. And he came near the bank of the Ganga. And there he saw this puppy was surrounded by many human beings. He was doing a satsang program. Puppy satsang program. You know. And he was actually instructing people to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita, explains that actually the perfection of all preaching is to induce people to chant Hare Krishna. Even if we are able to convince, even if we are able to defeat people in argument, but if we cannot induce them to chant Hare Krishna, it is not so successful. Real success means inducing people to chant the holy name. Because the name of God is so powerful. Haridas Thakur explained that the name is like, you know, it is like fire. Whether somebody puts a hand in the fire knowingly, or whether one puts the hand in the fire unknowingly, the hand is burned. Lord Chaitanya was very concerned. He asked Haridas, Kalikale Yavana Apar, Go Brahmana Hinsa Kare Mahadurachar. In Kaliyuga, there are many Yavans and meat eaters, and they're killing cows and Brahmins, and how will they be delivered? And Haridas Thakur said, Prabhu Tumi Chintana Karaha. Generally, the Lord tells the devotee, do not worry, but here the devotee is telling the Lord, Prabhu Tumi Chintana Karaha, do not be in anxiety. Why? Because the Yavans, they often chant the name Haram. So devotee says, Hey Ram, and the Yavan says, Haram. So not much difference. Unknowingly, they are chanting Ram name. Valmiki started off with Mara, Mara, Mara. And he became such a great Vaishnava, he could write literature which are worshipable by demigods. The power of the name is like this. Somehow we have to induce people to chant Hare Krishna. Because that is the perfection. One of my friends in Hyderabad, he was telling me that he was chanting in a garden, and it so happened that one gentleman who was, he came up to him and said, no, you cannot sit here and chant. So he said, what is the reason? You know, you also chant, Abhi boliye, Hare Krishna boliye, you also chant Hare Krishna. Bole, no, I am a Muslim. So he said, okay, you chant Allahu Akbar or say Krishna, God is one. They said, yes, Allahu Akbar bolunga, lekin Hare Krishna nahi bolunga. So they had some discussion, and then he asked, why are you against Hare Krishna? You know, why are you? He said, you have a temple in Abbots where the speaker is so loud, it's always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, always. That's why I don't chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. The second time he said Hare. So finally we are about to leave. We said, okay, we'll leave this place. It's your place. Khuda Hafiz. May Lord protect you. So we are so happy. He said, Khuda Hafiz bolunga, lekin Hare Krishna nahi bolunga. So some of people chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Again in the Bible also it says, praise the Lord and sing His glories. Coming to that song by Lochandas Thakur, which Prabhupada really loved very much, and he was in ecstasy singing this song. Most of you know this song. Paramakaruna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaurachandra Sabavatara Sarashiromani Kevala Anandakanda. Prabhupada translates that these two lords, Gauranga and Nityananda, they are Paramakaruna. They are most merciful. One devotee was giving the example of how Krishna is merciful. But Krishna demands, Saradharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. First you make the payment and then you get the product. You have to do something. But Lord Chaitanya says, no, you just chant Hare Krishna. Lord Krishna is merciful. He is like a teacher. Generally you pass exams by 35 marks. Right? That's what it was when I was studying. I don't know how much. But Lord Chaitanya is so kind. Krishna is kind. Even if you write something like a little less, 25, 30, said, okay, pass, grace, divine grace, you know. He'll pass the exam. But Lord Chaitanya is so kind. He says, just come in the exam hall, write your name and roll number and I'll pass you, you know. Just write the Hare Krishna mantra. Doesn't, even if you don't know anything. I forgot to tell you one thing. That dog, in Chaitanya Mangal's story, that dog very soon left his body and everybody saw a Viman, an airplane coming from the spiritual world, and that dog went back to Godhead. This is the power of Lord Chaitanya. Shivananda Sen's dog also went back to Godhead. So let us aspire to become dogs of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava Thakura, Tomara Kukura. I want to become dog of the Vaishnavas. It's not a demotion, it's a promotion. Don't think, oh, I could just become dog. I wish something better, you know. It's not that Dasanu Das is demotion, then after some time you'll become Das and then you'll become Bossanu Boss. No. Devotee should aspire. Kulashekhar, in his Mukundamala Stotra, he says, Britya, 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 7 times. So we should pray, my dear Lord. Haridas Thakur wanted to become a dog of the Vaishnavas. And even saying like this, he was overwhelmed. He was thinking, I'm asking for something so high. I am not really qualified. Haridas Thakur was thinking like this. After chanting 192 rounds, he says, my drawback is I am not able to remember you sufficiently. You know, we are fully satisfied by 16 rounds. One lecture, Prabhupada was giving initiation. So Prabhupada asked the devotee was taking initiation, what are the vows? The devotee said, chanting 16, following 4 regulative principles. No meditating, intoxication, gambling, and chanting 16 rounds. Prabhupada said, minimum, not maximum. So Prabhupada wanted us that if our service allows, to chant more and more. Just like a businessman, he has a target. Let's say I want to earn 10,000 rupees per day. So if he finishes the target in half day, he will not close the shop. He will want to, in fact, he will do more. A devotee should be greedy for the holy name. There's no competition also. One can chant unlimitedly. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Once Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada's senior disciple, asked this question. Prabhupada, is it true that you mentioned that on Ekadashi day we should chant extra rounds, like 25 rounds? Did you say like that? Prabhupada said, no. Then what did you say, Prabhupada? I said that on Ekadashi, you should not stop chanting. One devotee said, Prabhupada, is it not like imitating great persons like Haridas Thakur? Prabhupada said, imitation of great person is also good. Of course, it doesn't mean we should try to imitate Haridas Thakur. But according to our capacity, especially on holy days like Ekadashi, so we eat less. Because if we eat less, the cooking time is reduced, eating time is reduced, digestion time is reduced, and sleeping time is reduced. So we save that time to chant more. Everything is centered around chanting. This Tejas Prabhu, very senior disciple of Prabhupada, he was once here in Radha Gopinath Mandir several years back. And he was one of the leaders in the farm community in Hyderabad. And he was explaining to us that Prabhupada was once talking to the devotees about the farm community. And he asked, why do we have this project? Somebody said, because we want organic food. Prabhupada did not agree. Somebody said, just to show that we are dependent on nature. No. Prabhupada answered, he said, to save time to chant Hare Krishna. That is the purpose. Because time is very less actually. You know, we may not realize. Every time you look at the watch, it's moving fast. Never stops. You may take out the battery, but time will keep going. You cannot stop time. Time and tide wait for none. This is also there. You know, next minute we may be in a different body. Next minute, any minute anything can happen. A devotee should constantly think, let me become perfect. Let me become perfect in this life. Bible says, seek the kingdom of God within you. Do not seek the things of this world which are stolen by thief or eaten by moths. If you get the kingdom of God, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but he loses his self? See this? Same thing, same teachings we find when Narottam Das Thakur says, Janiya Shuniya Bishakhainu, that I attained this human body but did not attain love for God. So the essence is to reject material pleasures and seek spiritual wealth. The Prem Harinam, the love of God through holy name. Lochan Das Thakur says in this song further, Sabavatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. That these two personalities, they are Sara Shiromani. They are the essence of all avatars. See, all good qualities, all the avatars are wonderful. But there's no comparison to Gaur Nithai. There's no comparison. There's no comparison. One great saint, Prabodhananda Saraswati, has written a literature in glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Lord Narsingadev came and killed Hiranyakashipu, right? Did open heart surgery. So what? That's good. Very nice. Lord Varahadev killed Hiranyaksha. Very nice. Lord Ramchandra killed Ravan and Kumbhakarna. But the glory is Gaur avatar. Because this avatar, the Lord is giving love of God to those who offend him. See, in Krishna Leela, there are Krishna's cowherd boys and gopis and they are participating and the demons are killed. But they don't get love for God. The associates of Krishna are fixed. There's no new recruitment there. You know. But Lord Chaitanya, he's taking jagais and madhais and making them into Vaishnavas. And our Srila Prabhupada, you see, Lord Nityananda Prabhu transformed one jagai madhai, but Prabhupada has transformed millions of jagais madhai. You know, Indian jagai madhai, Australian jagai madhai. Last week I was in Indonesia, in Bali, you know, small island. In this one island, you know, 9 big temples, full-fledged temples, you know, with regular 6 times offerings and brahmacharis and grihasthas, you know, and very sincere sadhana. So now, could you imagine what to speak of, you know, countries, even China, in whatever way feasible. People, devotees are empowered by Prabhupada. This is the mercy of Gaur Nithai coming through Srila Prabhupada. How fortunate we are to have any connection with Prabhupada. Just to be known as a servant of the servant of the servant of Prabhupada. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. It's such causeless mercy. Yes, it's causeless mercy. To be a part of, Prabhupada writes in one purport, even Lord Brahma wants to take birth as a human being. You know? And what to speak of human being in Bharat Varsh? What to speak of being human being in Bharatvarsh, in ISKCON. So we should be always remembering our good fortune and distributing that good fortune to others. So further he says, Bhajo bhajo bhai chaitanya nitai sudrida vishwas kori. Oh my dear brothers, worship Chaitanya Nityananda with full faith. What is that faith? That simply by chanting Hare Krishna, everything will be successful. Kevala ananda kanda. Prabhupada gives a detailed purport to this. He says that Kevala Ananda Kanda means just chanting, dancing and feasting. Kirtan, Nritya and Prasad. Doesn't talk about lecture also. Just Kirtan, Nritya and Prasad. It's not a difficult thing. And Sudrida Vishwas Kuri. But you should have that faith. Sometimes you may think, oh, this is too simple a process. Just like, you know, homeopathic medicines. For certain diseases, they are very effective. All you have to do to take homeopathic medicine is some sweet pills. You know, you don't even know you are taking medicine. It's like you just take something. Sometimes that has more effect than many other allopathic drugs in certain cases. So we should not think, oh, this is just... So how can chanting, simply chanting Hare Krishna, how can it work? There must be... Human mind tends to take complicated things as more important. That is nature. Just like one of my friends is serving as a doctor in Vrindavan. You know, he's having a job. And then one day a week he had a clinic where he put a clinic that I can give free medicine to whoever comes. So he opened the clinic Thursday free. And for 1 month nobody came. And then he asked the local Brijabasi. So he said he should put up a board that there is 25 rupees consultation fee. So he put up a board of consultation fee and there was a big queue of people. Because people think something is free means it's not important. But actually this holy name is free. but it's the most valuable thing. It's only available, ultimately it's available by the mercy of Guru. They should value that holy name like a treasure and distribute the holy name. This month is Prabhupada's book distribution marathon. Through book distribution, we are giving Krishna. Prabhupada would say that what to speak of reading the book. If somebody just touches the book, he'll be purified. We cannot estimate the power of book distribution. I remember several years back, 25 years back, I was in America and we were distributing books, and one devotee was distributing in the airport. And he was telling me that he was distributing one book, the sixth canto, and suddenly one of the persons, he looked at the book and said, "Oh, this, I want this book." He says, "Why?" He saw the picture of the Yamadut. I said, "Yes, I saw them sometime." He was in a coma, about to leave his body, and somehow he was saved. So we don't know which book will appeal to whom. But book distribution is so important. Prabhupada said, this is the most important activity of our International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We should not think of it as a mundane business. It is actually reaching the people's heart. And what does the book mean? I remember about 15 years back, as soon as Radhanath Maharaj was explaining the importance of book distribution, he said, "What does this book mean? This book doesn't mean just the binding and the pages inside the book. This book really means the message of the Lord. Through book distribution, we are giving the message of the Lord. These books are the life-saving drugs. These are the life-saving medicines for the conditioned souls. And through reading these books, people's hearts are transformed. And once they read the books, they get convinced that the purpose of life is to surrender to Krishna and to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I'll conclude this song. Vishaya chhadiya, sera se majiya, mukhe bolo Hari Hari. He says, Vishaya chhadiya, give up sense gratification. You see, you cannot say just, I will say Hari Hari and smoke bidis also, Hari Hari. You have to give up sense gratification. And Prabhupada, the way Prabhupada presents things is so simple. He says, all you have to do is just give up sense gratification. Because it's not so easy because of our conditioning. We are so attached to material life. The heart is so filled with dirty thoughts. But again, by the mercy of Lord, it will happen. Next line he says, Dekho re bhai, tribhuvane nai, emono dayal data. Dekho re bhai, oh my dear brothers, tribhuvane, in the three worlds, emono dayal data nai. There's nobody more magnanimous. Just like when you go to a new place, you don't know where to buy, what to buy, so you ask the local people. So, Lochandas Thakur has done a complete survey of all the incarnations, of all the great personalities. He said, Tribhuvane Nai, in all the three worlds, there's nobody more magnanimous. Namo Mahabhadanyaya, Krishna Prem Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gavartusha. He's the most magnanimous. Why? Pashupakhi Jure Pashana Vidure, Shuni Jara Gunga. Even the elephants and the deers, they are also chanting. When Lord Chaitanya was going to Vrindavan, on the way he passed through a Jharkhand forest, he was traveling with his assistant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. On the way they saw a tiger sleeping. If you are walking down the road and you see a tiger sleeping, what would you do? You'd probably just run away, you know. What to speak of tiger, even dog early in the morning sometimes, you know. You're driving on a two-wheeler, you know, and the dog wants to lovingly come and he's so scared. But Lord Chaitanya just slapped the tiger and said, chant Hare Krishna. The tiger started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And afterwards the deer started chanting. And it explained the deer and the tiger were embracing each other, kissing each other, chanting the holy name. Generally, we don't find very common deer and tiger embracing each other. Ne? The deer sees the tiger, is frightened to death. The tiger sees the deer, he thinks, Mahaprasade Govinde. Which all of you are also thinking now, it's time. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. See, in even society also, we have some devotees whose nature is very much like deer, very timid. Some are like tigers, some are like elephants. They have different nationalities, different backgrounds. But the holy name, Hare Krishna mantra, unites us. Nothing can stop the holy name. There may be court discussions. People may try to ban spiritual books. But who can stop Lord Chaitanya's mission? Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. Wherever there is Krishna and then Arjuna, there will be victory. So we have Krishna in the form of the holy name and Arjuna in the form of Srila Prabhupada. So nobody can stop this mission. Nobody can stop. Nobody can stop. It's just a matter of time. We shall go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In the last paragraph, Lochandas Thakur says, Sansare majiya rohilo podiya sepade nahi kovash. Apana karma bhunjaye shaman kahaye Lochandas. I have remained absorbed in this material existence. I did not aspire to take shelter of the lotus feet of Gaur and Nityananda. Now Yamaraj, death will force me to reap the fruits of my karma. Another song, he says, Akarodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Bedai. This is also by Lochandas Thakur. He says, Akarodha, Lord Nityananda is Akarodha. He doesn't become angry. In Balaram, he is Sakarodha, he is very angry. You know, when Duryodhan was trying to do some mistakes, he was not letting Lakshmana and Sambha that marriage takes place. So Lord Balaram just plucked off Hastinapur, the whole city, like, you know, like nowadays you have the small machines, JCB or whatever. Balaram was taking the whole city. He was angry. Lakshman also would become very angry. But the same Lakshman, the same Balaram, when he comes in Gaur Leela, he's Akarodha. He's Markhai Premde. He's giving love of God to those who are beating him on the head with a pot. So he says here, Akarodha Paramananda Nitya. Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Bida. He's wandering through the streets of Navadvip. Adhama patita jivir dware dware giya. He goes to the most fallen, degraded. He goes to their doors and says, Hari Nam, please chant. So I was giving the example of Krishna. Krishna is so kind teacher that even if you write 25 marks, he will pass you. Lord Chaitanya is even more kind. You just come and write your name, I'll pass you. But there are some who are so lazy who say, who will go to the examination hall? So Lord Nityananda comes to their home and says, just write your name. He chases them. Lord Chaitanya, he is for the elevated people and, you know, Brahmanas and, you know, also for everybody ultimately. But Nityananda is for even those who may be very, very degraded. Adhama, Patita. Lord Nityananda will give them love of God. Like Jagai Madhai, like the thieves of Navadvip. They came to attack Nityananda Prabhu and they became pure Vaishnavas. Jare dekhe tare kahe dante trinadhari amare ki niya loho bolo gaurahari. Jare dekhe, anybody whom he sees, he puts a straw between the teeth. This is Ananta Shesh. He is the source of Ananta Shesh. He is the source of Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. He maintains everything. And he is putting a straw between his teeth and falling at the lotus feet of the offenders and saying, please chant the name of Gauranga. Bhaja Gauranga, Gaho Gauranga, Laho Gauranga, Ira Namare. Ye jana Gauranga bhaje, sehe amara pran. Anybody who chants the name of Gauranga, he becomes the life of Lord Nityananda. Finally he says, Eta boli Nityananda bhumi gori jai, sonara parvata jena dhuli te lotai. Then Lord Nityananda rolls in the dust of the feet of the offenders like a golden mountain. And he no avatare jara rati na janmi. And one who does not develop any attraction or any love for this avatar, that is Nityananda, Lochandas Thakur says, such a person, his life is wasted. His life is wasted. Just a couple of points I was going to speak on Lord Jesus, but it's quite late. So just one point which I have, one or two points is, Lord Jesus Christ, the important teachings. Blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are those who forgive, for they shall be forgiven. The disciple asked, how many times shall I forgive? 7 or 70? And Lord Jesus said, 7 times 70. He also said, judge not that ye be judged. And when he was, you know, Prabhupada gives 2 examples of tolerance. Prabhupada said, you can judge the greatness of a person by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. And Prabhupada always gives 2 examples. One is Haridas Thakur and the other is Lord Jesus Christ. He knew that if he preached the glories of the Lord, he will be crucified. But he tolerated it. And in the end he prayed, my dear Lord, forgive them for those who are offending me. So, we cannot imitate, but we can at least get a drop. We can beg for the mercy of these great personalities to get some drop of quality. In fact, Prabhupada said, Lord Jesus Christ came to India for some time and he gathered spiritual knowledge here. And he had some powers also. When he actually was crucified, he did not really die. It was just that he went into samadhi and ultimately he came out. And of course, by his sacrifice, we see so many places the message of God was spread all over the world. So these great personalities, they are our worshipables. We can pray to them. We can pray for the mercy of Lochandas Thakur. Pray for the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ. And all of their teachings, as I said in the lecture earlier, Radhanath Maharaj concluded his lecture on Lord Jesus Christ by saying, all of the teachings of all of these great personalities, they are contained in Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishna, Amani Namanati. To become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Offering all respects to others and expecting none in return. And how do we get these qualities? Prabhupada writes in one purport, you can get all these qualities simply by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. So I beg at the feet of Gurudev, Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees, I can get some humility, tolerance, to please the spiritual master. Any comments Sinaji Prabhu would like to? Please share some knowledge. You'd like to say something? Sinaji Prabhu Kumar.
Hare Krishna. As usual, your wonderful class, and throughout the class chanting of the holy name of the Lord, that is very wonderful. And that is your trademark. Everyone knows that. So the first Russian scholar found out that Jesus Christ, between the age of 12 and 20, is missing in the Bible. Nowhere mentioned about Jesus Christ. So he tried to find out where he was between the age of 12 and 20. And a German scholar after that from Freiburg University, his name is Kersten, K-E-R-S-T-E-N. He has written a book, famous book, now it is a bestseller called Jesus in India. And it he has exactly marked out the route, like Radhanath Maharaj has marked out the route in journey home. So he came to Kashmir, and from there he went what we call Ladakh. And there are Buddhist monasteries which have got record of this young man having come to learn Buddhism. Somewhat like Radhanath Maharaj also learned Buddhism, as you know. And then he went down to Varanasi, where he picked up a lot of knowledge, particularly on yoga, which helped him when you said, no, crucified. He took his pran means breath of life, into his marrow, into the bone. That is yogic way of survival. And then he went to Odisha. And in Odisha, Jagannath Puri, that is where he became a Vaishnava. And he learned the value of holy water, which is even practiced today in all the churches. And as you know, there is a pataka, white-colored, round, sweet. I have seen in Vatican, the Roman Catholic church, St. Peter's, even the Pope will give you, all the priests will give to a child and a person, on any Christian, a white colored round prasad, what we call prasad. So then he adopted the same principle of having disciples. And he had these famous disciples. Like one came here before anywhere in the world, St. Thomas. St. Thomas came to India much before even others went to Europe. So the first Christians were in India actually. And then Jesus Christ was so kind. The last words, you don't mind my correcting you?
No, no.
He said, Father, forgive them, for they knoweth not what they do.
Right. Yeah.
When he was being crucified, you see. So he was so tolerant. He said, forgive them, even if they crucify me. Because he knew, he was very, that way, intelligent, that I'll survive, but they won't survive. Unless they are forgiven by the God. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Anybody else? Yes, Prabhu. Thank
you. Hare Krishna. It's really a very knowledgeable and informative lecture that I heard. And I was really surprised that we are glorifying Lord Jesus Christ and learning so many things from the Bible. And I mean, I learned a lot of things today, which I wasn't aware. But it's really sad that on the other side, when we are taking so many similarities from Jesus Christ and other scriptures, apart from Krishna consciousness, it's really sad. It's just a comment I'm making, no question as such. It's just a comment that there are other Christian missionaries and people who criticize the Krishna consciousness way or criticize Vedic teachings just to promote their agenda. So, I mean, this shows the greatness of our Vedic culture to embrace everything and not discriminate.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.